Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for top five, bottom five. We go back and look at 12 weeks of the NFL, give you where we stand with these teams, the good and the awful, the very good and the absolutely terrible. We do the top five first because it's more fun to pick on the bottom five, but we'll start with number five all the way up to number one. All right, you ready, Ron Culver? Here we go.
Kind of. I feel like my top five are interchangeable.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any time this late in the season where I felt like my number five could be number one and vice versa.
All right, I'm going to start. And my number five team, Buffalo Bills. Here's the thing. That was a very nice victory on Thanksgiving night against the New Orleans Saints. Clean, efficient. Saints were really in trouble anyway, no problem. You know what? I can't forgive them for losing to Jacksonville. I just can't forgive them for that. Like, when I'm grading losses, that's the worst loss of anybody in the NFL. There isn't a team that has a worse loss than that. I mean, it's atrocious to lose to Jacksonville in a 9-6 game when you had the number one offense. So even though that was a couple of weeks ago, and I don't want to harp on something a couple of weeks ago, it prevents me from putting them ahead of other teams in my top five.
Nah, you have every right to be that way. I think it's a perfect fit for them. I left them off. They're like number six for me or number seven.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, you know, this has been such a weird. I feel like in the past, like last year, the year before that, it was easy to pick out the top five. It was like a no-brainer. And this year, it's tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
But anyways, my number five team this week is the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, okay.
I you know, they didn't look good losing two games in a row, but then they've won the last two. And yes, on Sunday, that one, to me, was a little bit more of an impressive win. Because
yeah, it really was.
They had to fight back. And yeah, Tom Brady might be showing his age a little bit now. I don't know. I mean, what's really showing his age in Tom Brady land? But he doesn't look as crisp as he did at the beginning of the season. But doesn't matter. You know, you adjust your game plan, and that's exactly what they did. They just kept giving Leonard Fournette the rock, and he took care of business for him.
Yeah, I got the Buccaneers at four for that very reason. I think it's a good bounce back after a bad two-game streak where they really didn't look all that great. Again, losing to Washington, where Washington had that huge, long drive that sort of sealed the win. But you're supposed to beat the Giants by 20-plus points. They beat the Giants by 20 points. Again, a road win against a Colts team that had found something, right? Remember, the Colts had a weak start, but then were picking up some steam. And getting a road win there against the number one running back in the NFL and Leonard Fournette scoring four times. You're right. They don't have that same level of explosiveness that we kind of saw at the beginning of the season where we were like, man, are they going to do this all year? Well, they didn't do it all year. They did it enough to make us to remind us what they can do. But, you know, they've struggled a little bit with some points. But the last 2 weeks, they put up plenty of points and they won games. So I got Tampa Bay at four.
Yeah, and I think they benefited from the fact that that Frank Reich and the Colts had a brain fart.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and not, you know, they're back. Jonathan Taylor the week before scored five touchdowns with ease. And then they're like, you know what would be better than that? 22 straight pass attempts.
Right, exactly. You got a leading rusher, use him. But Bruce Arians was like, nobody runs against us.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Number four for me this week, this is where I have the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I think they've righted the ship.
I do too.
That's all I can really say about them right now. That they've righted the ship and it's all full steam ahead for them now. I don't know. Whatever was giving them issues beforehand that caused that miserable start, they figured it out. They got their swagger back. They're just doing what they do with ease. And I think it's going to be scary for the AFC down the stretch.
Yeah, I left them off my top five maybe because they were on a bye week and I kind of forgot about them.
That's all right.
But they'll be in my top five soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Sunday night game against Denver, if they play well.
They'll remind you, and then you'll be number one team.
Yeah,
what was I doing?
Exactly. What was I thinking? My number three team is where I put the Patriots. And I can't believe I'm throwing the Patriots back in this top five, bottom five game we played. Oh, we started out doing this together a couple of years ago, and it was always New England, New England. And then it was last year. We didn't have to worry about them, and now they're back.
Well, Tony, don't feel bad because they are also my number three team
this week. Yeah, exactly. Boy, this defense really is amazing. Here's the number one scoring defense in the league.
Here's a question for you that's been circulating on the interwebs, and I'm kind of on board with it. Is Bill Belichick the coach of the year?
You know what? Yes. Why wouldn't he be? Yes. A rookie QB and they're 8-4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems far-fetched because you're like, Bill Belichick, coach.
This is just what he does. Yeah, because Cliff Kingsbury, you want to give him some credit, right? I mean,
but Kingsbury has a team.
Yeah.
You know, we know who's on that team. I couldn't tell you really too many people outside of Mac Jones and maybe a few members on defense who's on this team.
Remember what I said yesterday. If Mac Jones and this Patriots team continue to grow together and they continue to win enough games to make the playoffs every single year, every single year, every single year, the Brady thing is just going to be a blip on Bill Belichick's radar, Belichick's resume on his time in New England. It's going to be, I had the greatest quarterback of all time. We had a year without him, and then we continued to make the playoffs with another guy.
Yeah, and that year without him, remember, COVID.
COVID. And then we'll all go, and that was COVID. That was a mess. And then he got this kid from Alabama, and then they made the playoffs, and then down the road, they won a couple of more Super Bowls. Like if that occurs, we'll be looking at a huge chunk of time to grade Belichick on. And we'll do the same thing with Brady. I mean, Brady deserves that kind of, I had a time where I won the Super Bowl, then we didn't, and we struggled, then I left and I won a Super Bowl again, and maybe a couple more, who knows. But that's where I could see the Patriots going. That's why they're number three. I just love what they're doing right now.
Yep, same here.
Defensively. Number two, and I flip-flop on this. I went back and forth.
I think we had the same bottom two, top two.
Top two. And I went back and forth, but in the end, I chose the head-to-head matchup. So I put Arizona at number two.
Same here.
And Green Bay number one.
Green Bay number one.
And I'm going to give credit where credit is due here. You lose your quarterback like Kyler Murray, you kind of could fall apart a bit, right? But they haven't really. Yeah, they got kind of blown out by the Panthers team that was kind of emotional, and they beat a Seahawks team that's kind of a mess. But they're not going crazy without Kyler Murray. And they got this game coming up against the Rams, and all of a sudden, Murray's questionable and could be back.
Yeah. I decided to give the Packers a little tick because of that win against the Rams this past weekend. That was impressive. What is there that we haven't said about the Packers before that can't be said now?
Yeah, which is Aaron Rodgers, stop pretending like you want to go somewhere else next season.
Maybe that's it.
This team keeps giving you every great chance to win a Super Bowl. Even when they're hurt, you guys still find ways to win games. It's fantastic. I mean, this game against the Rams, the Rams really needed to win that game. They really did not want to lose three in a row. And Green Bay held them off. Great job. Held them off.
No, but you're absolutely right about the Cardinals. I mean, I could put them higher. I just, maybe it's because I think they were on a bye this past week as well that, forgot about them a little bit. But, the fact that they keep winning and don't have their quarterback, don't have a lot of their players are injured. And they're still doing it just... it's the only reason why I say, maybe Bill Belichick isn't the clear favorite of Coach of the Year. He's up there.
Definitely in the running, right?
But Cliff Kingsbury, and that another person who was linked to, Notre Dame?
Oklahoma.
Well, I know. He was linked to Oklahoma.
Was he linked to Notre Dame now?
I think I saw him linked to Notre Dame somewhere.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? If you're his agent, link him to every job until the Cardinals come with that big, fat contract extension.
Exactly.
Right?
So he gets 10 years, $110 million.
Right, he's going to be, and you know what? He's going to be linked to the San Antonio Spurs job when Popovich finally decides to leave. Why not?
I mean, you didn't
throw him in the running for that.
And he'll probably get some credit for being a real estate agent because of the photo he took in his war room.
What a great, man. You can do it, man. Coaching.
But the Cardinals are impressive. Packers are impressive. I really want to see these two meet up again.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think we might get it. In the NFC Championship.
All right, coming up next, bottom five as we continue on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. Again, Mike Golic joining us in 20 minutes. Oh, I can't wait to talk to him about his thoughts on Brian Kelly leaving. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Mike Golic again in 15 minutes on Wake Up Call. Have a car problem but don't know where to go? Maybe you're on the road trip when your car breaks down, so let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. This is where you get to the bottom five of the NFL. Oh, by the way, real quick, because I'm going to forget to do this by the end of the show. Last hour, we had Levi Weaver on the show. Remember when I asked him about Carlos Correa? And he says, well, I woke up to a bit of gossip that Javier Baez could be signing with the Detroit Tigers. He did agree to a deal with the Detroit Tigers just a couple of minutes ago. So, I felt like we broke something kind of maybe just before that became official. Thanks, Levi. Appreciate you.
AKA Nostradamus.
That's right. So thanks for that heads up on Javier Baez going to the Detroit Tigers.
Least of a surprise now.
Yeah, right. All right, let's get started. Number 28 all the way to number 32. And the team played last night. Seattle Seahawks, what a disaster. What a mess. It just doesn't feel like Russell Wilson is okay. But they've lost six of their last seven, including three in a row. They're 3-8 and out of the playoff picture. I don't know if they're one of the five worst teams in the NFL. I'm certain I'd find others. But why not just punish them right now? It's what I do. Especially if you lose on Monday night. I have a tendency to remember that more than the other crappy teams that play in this league. So, Seattle, you're 28.
I am 100% with you because I also have the Seahawks at 28.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost felt like dropping them a little bit lower, but like, no, it's the Seahawks. They're worst teams, if you were to put these guys head to head with any of these other teams on this list, they'd probably win. But, you almost second guess it.
Yeah.
That's how far the Seahawks have fallen.
Yeah, they really have.
Russell Wilson, he's hurt.
The finger's not right.
It's that, or it's mental. I don't know what it is, but there is something that is going on with him that, they need to figure out, and they need to figure out quickly.
It's like what I was saying before when he played Green Bay and he had that awful game against the Packers. He said, the finger's fine. And I'm like, well, then why are we getting this?
Right.
I know you don't want to make excuses and you want to avoid that at all costs because we bury you if you make excuses in sports. But somehow, some way, get it to the Seattle fan base that it isn't right, because that can't be your new normal, right? He's throwing the ball pretty badly right now.
Yeah.
And somebody should speak up for him where he goes, no, the finger's fine. But then some people are like, no, it isn't, because you sort of need that, because right now he's showing that something's wrong. He threw some really bad passes yesterday. He had some good ones, but he threw some really bad ones, too.
There was. Yes, definitely. But he's my 28 as well.
29? I'm going to put the Jets here. They beat Houston over the weekend. Boy, what an awful game that was, huh?
Yeah. I have them at 29, too, and it's just because they outlasted the Texans. I'm not going to say they beat the Texans. They outlasted the Texans.
Did they have a running clock like they do in high school football where it's just like, let's get this over with?
I think so.
We're not stopping it on first downs and going out of bounds. Just keep running it so we all can go home.
The problem is that no one saw it, so no one really knows.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch a little bit of it in the Houston area?
No. I mean, it was live. It was the game on, but I didn't see 1 second of it.
Because I'm going to ask this question.
I did see highlights.
All right. I didn't see highlights, but I'm going to ask the question.
Hit me.
Was it a Spiro Dinas game?
Oh, let's go to the tail of the tape. I'll have that for you in a minute.
Poor Spiro Dinas. I love Spiro Dinas, but it's like the gift that keeps on giving sometimes. So the Jets are 29-3-8 after beating Houston. Number 30, I put Jacksonville here, and I don't know what to make of Jacksonville. I feel like they're playing just a little better, but they're still not a very good football team. And Trevor Lawrence is boring. I know his team stinks, but he's boring. He's pedestrian. How many games has he played right now?
12.
12? What are they, 11? 11 games? I mean, he's dull. He has nine touchdowns and 10 interceptions, 2,300 yards passing. Blah. I could throw anybody back there and get those kind of numbers. Mr. Wonderkind, come on. He's got to have a good game before the season's over. He has to have one of those games where you go, wow, that's the first round draft pick, man. That's the guy.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. Before I give you my 30th.
Yes.
Yeah, Spiro Dinas did call that game. Confirmed
poor,
right here.
Poor Spiro.
Spiro Dinas, Jay Feely, and Amanda Balonis.
Balonis. Yeah. Let me just say something about Spiro Dinas. He's a hardworking broadcaster. He was the voice of the Lakers. He's done Knicks games. He's the voice of, you know, does college basketball tournament time at CBS, one of the younger CBS guys. He's now kind of in his mid-40s now, I think. I got to think he's in his mid-40s, right? And he's climbing that ladder, and they still hand him this garbage sometimes where he should demand better. He's been with CBS a long time. He should be like, his agent should be on the phone with them going, stop giving me these D games that nobody is interested, that the laughing stock of the league. Every now and then, send me to Arrowhead Stadium for a big game against the Chiefs. All right, that's my advice to Spiro Dinas. Good broadcast.
Someday he'll get the call up to the big leagues.
Someday. Oh, my God.
I'm 100% with you on the Jaguars. But before I talk about the Jaguars, number 30 for me is the Lions.
Lions. Are and you giving them a bump?
Here's the reason why. I know they haven't won a game, and they've tied one. But, darn it, they need to win a game. Because they are in all these games. I think they've been blown out like once or twice. They're not as boring as the last two teams I have on my list.
I agree. And I should have given the, because I have the Lions at 31.
Yeah.
And I should put the Lions ahead of Jacksonville, because the Jacksonville Jaguars are boring. And the Lions aren't really boring. But are they not boring because they haven't won a game? But man, I said this yesterday and I'm gonna say it again. I was praying to the gods that the Lions would beat the Bears.
And I thought they had it.
Ugh.
I could have swore they had that one in the bag. And
unbelievable.
It just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't pan out for them each time. There's something that goes wrong. I can't say it's coaching. I can't say it's the players. I just, you know, it's the other side of the ball realizes something and just plays that little bit better.
We're going to come back on a Monday, and we're going to celebrate big time when this Lions team does win.
Oh, they'll
game.
Be in my top five. You kidding?
That's right. Are you kidding? Yeah,
number
time.
One team in the country, baby. But for 31 for me, this is where I had the Jaguars, because I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Still haven't had that breakout game for Trevor Lawrence.
No, and I've been waiting for it.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. He's boring.
Boring.
He is I don't know if it's him or Urban Meyer at this point.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot more excitement, but now I'm trying to, you know, what it has done to me, it's making me rethink, okay, what were some of the crazy games he had for Clemson?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
or
good point.
Or has he always just been this, you know, like a consistent player type of thing? Like, I'm never going to do anything flashy. I'm not going to go above and beyond. You're not going to see me throw, you know, 350-plus for 7 touchdowns or anything like that. I'm not going to go nuts. But what I'll do is I'll keep the ball and I'll play hard and I'll win you some games. And I mean, if that's Trevor Lawrence for you, you're going to get swallowed up in the NFL. We're not going to think about you.
Like, I was just checking over his numbers, right? Like, the first game out of the gate when they played Houston, he threw 51 times, had 3 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions. But you're like, hey, the interceptions come. We'll accept that.
Yeah,
hey,
we don't mind.
332 yards and 3 TDs. Well, I'm in. I'm in on this. And then after that, it's 219, 204, 238, a touchdown, a pick, 1 touchdown, 0 touchdowns, a pick. Like, dull. He hasn't a multiple touchdown game since that first game of the season. He has 9 touchdown passes. A third of them came in week one. I'm not asking you to win games, but I am asking you to unleash this kid and start chucking the ball a bit and start scoring. Like, this is the number one draft pick. He doesn't look like he's just playing boring football right now.
It there is. It's I can't put my finger on it. Like, why? What's holding him back? Because I feel like, you know, there's something in there. There's like a lion ready to be unleashed. And I don't know if he was with any other team, would they just be like, you know, hey, go for it. Push yourself.
If I was Trevor Lawrence, I would smuggle Rudy in on the loop on the coach's tape. I would be humming bum, 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 every day to get Urban Meyer to go, maybe I should be thinking, something's telling me I should figure out South Bend, maybe. So he can be like, I need a quarterback who can just let me go.
Yeah, that's
funny.
I can
call these boring plays. Dull plays. All right.
Just, you know, walk by them. Yeah. South Bend's closer to Ohio.
Wake up the echoes. Yeah, exactly. Looking at the map.
Go find your friend again.
There's South Bend. Look at that. You don't even have to take a plane.
Hey, coach, how far was the drive from Columbus to South Bend? I'm just, you know,
yeah, just curious. Touchdown, Jesus. Like, all of that would be on the table for Trevor Lawrence walking around that locker room.
Well, I mean, Trevor's halfway there. All he needs to do is grow a goatee.
Yeah,
at this
right.
point.
Completely. All right, Texans, you are the crappiest team right now.
Yep.
You still are at 32.
Even though you've won a few games and the Lions have not.
Doesn't look like anyone's going to change that anytime soon, Houston.
But when you have a lead over the Jets and then squander it to the Jets.
18 straight points the Jets scored.
In an extremely... forgettable game.
Right, completely.
I could not tell you one thing about the game. I saw highlights, couldn't tell you what I saw.
Yep. Now, hey, you know what? At least Spiro's game was in the New York market, which is what he would probably like. That was probably true. He was in the he got in New York City. That's
very
pretty
true.
Good. We love you, Spiro. One day I could have Spiro on the show and just, you know, offer my condolences for some of these games he has to call. But he's calling games at CBS, so God bless him. Mike Golick's coming up next. We'll talk Notre Dame and a lot of different things about college football with him as we continue with the Wake Up Call.